Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There he is.
How you doing, young man?
I am wonderful, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No issues this morning or anything?
Not yet, anyway. Why, no. Should there be?
I'm afraid to say at this point.
We should see if I get a kick me hard sign.
Well, I haven't been out of my office this morning, so I just want to make sure. Kind of, you know, Monday mornings, sneaking around the corners. How was your weekend?
It was good. Well, I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You did. Are you okay with that? You already recovered from that?
I am. We went to the game in Belleville together.
Yeah. Yeah, good ball game.
It was real good game. Kind of a question of whether we're going to play it or not because of the storms that rolled through Dane County yesterday.
And my backyard.
Yeah,
and
you got
your backyard.
We didn't get as much here as other places. But,
yeah, we had a lot of rain.
Did you?
Yeah, it just poured. So I thought we were in trouble yesterday after the ball game. Yeah, or what was the top of the ninth inning?
Top of the ninth. It started raining.
Then I go get the truck to load everything up, and it just poured.
Yep.
Just poured. So, any plans for this week? Did you mow over the weekend?
No.
I forgot to ask you that.
No. Probably should be. Maybe tonight. We'll see. Because we got a busy end of the week. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, if it's not going to rain, though. I thought it was supposed to rain this evening. Maybe not.
Later, maybe. Just a slight chance.
Oh, a slight chance.
We should be good.
Yeah. But you know those slight chances we're going to get.
True.
4 inches.
Right.
So, anyway. Exciting times. Grace auction this Friday. A week from Friday is football season.
Yes.
For regular season. County fairs are happening. There's all kind of stuff going on.
Yep.
Look forward to the Ithaca School Fair and the River Valley School Fair as well.
Ithaca School Fair is the earliest it's ever been. It's like September 16th, I think it is.
It's great. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah, coming on down the line. But we have a lot of things to be thankful for. We had a great auction last week.
Yep.
The final donation, somebody got us to $33,000.
Really?
With the last
$100
pledge. So $33,000 over the last week. And important reminder, if you bid on something, you're a successful bidder, you can pick it up today between 8 and 5 at the Grace office.
Yes.
So
do
that.
Yeah, exciting week last week. So
it was.
So look forward to Friday night and the walk.
It'll seem kind of quiet today between 10
and noon. It will. It'll be kind of like, God, where's everybody at here? Can you just come, just let people come in?
Maybe we can sell some certain things. I think we've got some things in the drawer over there, like we've got
a whoopee cushion.
A whoopee cushion. It's a mallow cup. It's a prop mallow cup because it's expired. They're a little hard.
That doesn't matter to you.
No, but I use it as a prop on the show.
Do you?
Yeah.
So it's just a prop of candy.
Prop of candy, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's basically an impasta.
Yeah, right.
And what song always makes you think of me, Phil?
I would say the Deliverance theme.
The Deliverance theme.
The Dueling Banjos.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. You might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you've looked up Thousand Island on a map.
Thousand Island.
Yes. Yeah, I want to go to Thousand Island.
I like the dressing. Really do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yes. Thank you.
Today is Chet's Chuckle, Philip. Just to let everybody know, a friendly reminder, you'll never find another me. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's the truth, Philip.
Yeah?
Just letting you people know.
Never find another you.
Never find another me. Not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I see.
That boy ain't
that
right.
That boy ain't right. What do you call a car taking a test?
What is it?
A Ford Focus.
A Ford Focus, yes.
Sixth grade comedy club. Yeah. Although, Focuses weren't around when I was in sixth grade. I don't think.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, just another thought here. We are never too old to learn something dumb, Phil.
Yeah.
Especially you and I.
On Mondays.
On Mondays, right. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got a rush yesterday after dropping you off at your house after the game. I went to a local convenience store here, and I was recognized by a couple. It's kind of weird. I didn't think that wanted poster was still in circulation, but apparently is, you know.
Milk carton out of Arkansas.
Yeah. I wish it was a milk carton.
Do not take money from this man.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I went to the doctor's office the other day.
Oh, no.
Complaining about my sore feet. The doctor said, gout! I said, I just walked in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gout! Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That could have been a hillbilly word on a Friday, you know.
Gout! Gout!
Yep. Yeah. What do you call a $2 chicken, Philip?
I don't know.
Afraid to ask, are you?
I am.
Book! Book!
Book! Book! Boy.
Yeah, not good, is it?
Speckled Pete.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. Speckled Pete.
There you go. You're learning.
Speckled Pete. Yes. Uh-huh.
Peckled Pete.
Yeah. What do you call a bee that comes from America, Philip?
I should know. I don't know.
You should. It's a USB.
A USB.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. Let's take time out. Nowhere to go but
reset.
Courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Chet's Chuckle today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Well, we have some guest lecturers again today.
Yes, yes.
So let's see what we have here.
What's the difference between a bad hunter and a constipated owl? A bad hunter can shoot but can't hit, while a constipated owl can hoot but can't.
Okay.
Yes.
That little Simonson boy.
I tell you what, boy.
Get a little risque on the radio.
Risque, yeah. I'll something that we've never been.
No. All right. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What did Luke say to Han and Leia when they split up?
I don't know.
May divorce be with you.
Oh, my goodness. I should have been sad when
Star Wars trivia there.
I should have been sad when my flashlight batteries died, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, I was just delighted.
Delighted.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Let's see if that little Copperdoll boy has anything to add to it here today.
This morning, my wife said, "Would you look at that couple? He's holding her hand. He gave her a little kiss. He even held a door for her. I wish you would do that." I said, "But honey, I barely know her."
Ready for it.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
A little boy asked his father, "Daddy, how much does marriage how much does it cost to get married?" His father replied, "I don't know, son. I'm still paying."
Oh, yes. And
that's why
he's a single man.
A jumper cable walks into a bar, Philip.
Yes.
The bartender says, "I'll serve you, but don't start anything."
Vroom, vroom. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Was it bad?
That was bad. Yep.
Oh. Yeah. What's the difference between a steak and a shooting stars?
I don't know.
One's meaty and the other's a little meatier.
Meteor. Oh. That's very topical. Yeah. We've got meteors in the sky tonight.
Yes.
In fact,
the next
few nights, perhaps. So very topical. I'm sure you did that on purpose.
I offered my elderly neighbor $10 to try out her stair lift. Have you seen those?
Oh, I love those, yeah.
I think she's going to take me up on it.
They're not getting any better, I'll tell you what.
Do they usually, though, Phil?
No. You know, June just told me to put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was carrying it around in the first place. Well, you know, you put your head through it, you can imagine you're in the picture frame or something.
You go ahead and do that, buddy. I just hope it was a new one.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to KFC to get the kids something neat the other day. They wanted the kids meal with a leg. So I said, "Kids meal with a leg." And the lady says, "Which side?" Me, you know, complete silence is a heavy contemplating an odd decision here. And you know me. me saying, I guess the right one, the right side. I don't know what the difference is. After several moments, she says, no, honey, which side do you want to go with the leg? Mashed potatoes or wedges? Not the right leg or left leg.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make a difference. Well, maybe one's meatier than the other, right?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of asteroid you're looking at.
Right, exactly. So. Thank you. And it's hard to find a KFC these days, too. You used to just walk right across the yard. Oh, yeah. You were like home.
Yeah.
But now you got to go a little ways.
No, it's no fun.
No.
It's no fun at all.
Just about like your Hardee's quest. We couldn't find one on the way home yesterday from Belleville.
We didn't really.
Well, we'd have had to go to Poinette, I think was the closest.
Or Mauston.
Yeah, that would have been a little further.
I don't even think Madison has one, do they?
No. Huh. No. Well, there you go. That could be your next business venture.
Well, I was devastated when my gigantic parrot died of old age.
Your what?
My gigantic parrot.
Your gigantic parrot, yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Keep it up.
I was your interpreter there.
It was a huge weight off my shoulder, Phil.
yes, right.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're not getting any better.
Was that the kicker?
Because no.
It's about time to
I'll kick
get the
here.
Cane out and pull you off the stage.
Here we go here. A doctor couldn't get hired at the hospital, so he opened his own clinic. Hmm. Outside, he hung a sign. Treatment. $20 if we can't cure you, get $100 back. A lawyer saw this sign and thought, I'll make some easy money. He walked in. Lawyer says, I've lost my sense of taste, doc. The doctor turns to the nurse and says, grab bottle number 14. 3 drops on his tongue. The lawyer sputters, ugh, that's kerosene, doctor. Great, says the doctor, you're cured.
That worked. Yeah,
that'd be $20.
Yeah.
Irritated, the lawyer returned a few days later, and the lawyer goes, I've lost my memory. I can't remember anything. Hmm. The doctor goes, bottle number 14, 3 drops. Lawyer goes, hey, that's kerosene. You gave me that the last time. Doctor goes, perfect. Your memory is back. That'll be another 20.
Beautiful.
Fuming, the attorney comes back one more time. The attorney goes, my eyesight is terrible. I can't see a thing. The doctor goes, I'm afraid we can't fix that. Here, take this $100 bill. The lawyer looks at the bill and says, hey, this is only $20. The doctor says, just like that. Your eyesight is restored.
There you
That'll
go.
That'll be $20.
You're cured.
Cured.
Yeah.
You're cured.
Oh, boy, Hank.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
I think we need to go to comedy school.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So I know a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
But I can't remember them all.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or they don't get past the...
Phil Knee Test.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a great day, buddy.
Be kind. The censor.
The censor.